Major General Nyal Nyal Munchol, the police commissioner in charge of the area, says dozens of cattle traders were moving their cattle from Tony East to a cattle market in Wau when the unknown gunmen ambushed the group in an area between Marialo and Walbert Payams in Tony North County.
It was yesterday around noon time when we received the information that some traders were traveling from Tony East through Tony North County to Wau Town, but before reaching Wau, they were ambushed in a place called Ajang, and two of these traders were killed, and one person was injured, and he was taken to Marialo local hospital.
Nyal, who condemned the attack, says armed men stolen more than 50 head of cattle. He says the traders is scattered into nearby butchers. Angelo Dudmangong is the executive director of the now defunct Marialo County, where the incident took place. He identified the two deceased traders as Manuel Kao and another man identified only as Sigin, both from Urul East County of Lakes State. Mangong says area youth tried pursuing the attackers but were not successful. Mangong says he is working with other local authorities to identify the gunmen and bring them to justice.
When we heard the information of two traders killed and one person injured, I immediately talked to my counterpart from Nyabagok Payam under Tonj East County, and we are up to now in coordination with them to try to identify the culprits.
Mangong is urging communities in Tonj East and Tonj North to remain calm. Moses Madon Dudeng, head of the Tonj East County Security Committee, says early last week, armed youth blocked the road between Tonj South and Tonj East counties with the intent of preventing traders from reaching Romage Market. Deng says, following recent violence between Luanjang, Thig and Ako communities due to ravine attacks, armed youth in the area have resorted to looting travelers and beating women and children who use the road. Deng, who is the former speaker of the Warab State Assembly, says local leaders do not have the resources to stop intercommunal violence in the area. He is urging youth to denounce violence.
There is no strong police. The youth are the ones that have taken the law into their own hands. They are the ones controlling everything. So they can do everything. They have blocked the roads and preventing the young citizens not to move across their area. So this has happened. It's happening. So we are coming to tell them that you are destroying your area. You will stop fighting.
Both Nyal, Dut and Madot says four roads combined with a shortage of local law enforcement has led to a rise in a criminal activity in the area. The three leaders says they intend to make a formal appeal to the national government to deflow security posts along the borders of communities in the area so people can travel safely from one place to another. For BOA News, Daniel Marengwek in Juba.